So two short announcements before the shiur today. The next shiur, Be'ez Hashem, will be on the first Sunday in Chodesh Elul. So we will have a short hafsukah, and the next shiur will be Hey Elul. I think it's the 27th, but first Sunday in Chodesh Elul will have the next shiur. And the Torah we're learning tonight is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosam of the parents of our dear friend and steady participant in this shiur, probably the elder of our shiur, my dear friend of Kurt Rothschild, and his wife's parents. So the Torah we learn tonight is Le'uli Nishmosam Shel Hachover Reb Mordechai Ben Hachover Reb Gershon and Yentl Bas Aryeh, and Mr. Rothschild's wife's parents of Aaron ben Reb Yosef and Hendel Abbas Gershon, Shianuku Bisholom al Meshkovam. They should be Melitza Yosef for the wonderful family. And Mr. Rothschild, you should have many more wonderful years of doing great things for Klal Yisrael, as you've been doing all these years. Mit Gesunte, mit Naches. So this week, Parsha is Parsha's Ekev. And the first pasuk in this week's parasha is Vayu'ekev tishmon esa mishpotam u'ela v'shamartam v'asisa moisam v'shomer Hashem alokecha l'chua sabris v'sachesed asher nishba l'avoisecha. And Rashi says Vayu'ekev tishmon mitzvah kalos she'odem dosh ba'akeivov, but the sechar, the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises in these psukim is immense, is huge. So how would we understand, what is the logic, that the mitzvahs kalas have the greatest reward? V'shomar Hashem Elokecha, and that is obviously midah keneged midah, u'shamartem v'asisem oisam. So many of the early commentators on the Torah say u'shamartem v'asisem oisam. U'shamartem is maloshen v'ovav shomar es adavar. You will anticipate and prepare and cherish and invest in the hachana to these mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs kalas are the mitzvahs that are part of our routine. And it is those mitzvahs that really make the difference between an oved erokim la'asha loy avodai, and what defines a human being and his character, and his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not the great mitzvahs that we have once in a lifetime or once a year, but mitzvahs of routine, the way we daven, and the way we say Kriya Shema, and the way we say Berachas Anan, and because we're saying brachos all day. Every cup of water you say a bracha. Those are the mitzvahs kala she'odem dosh ba'akeivov. The expression odem dosh ba'akeivov means the mitzvahs you perform along the way. Those are the mitzvahs that are part of our daily routine, and they really make the difference more than any others. So the challenge with these mitzvahs is v'shamartem v'asisa moisam, to look forward to these mitzvahs, to invest your passion and your feelings and your emotion in these mitzvahs that are part of your routine, and that is ultimately what makes you. And that is what I wrote briefly in Minchas Shoshua Sichas al HaTorah on this very same pasuk. So today we will be discussing a fascinating topic. Looking around, well, I don't know whether most of you are Hasidim or not Hasidim, but many Hasidim for the past 250 years is when we perform various different mitzvahs, whether it's mitzvah shebedibur or mitzvah shebemaaseh. Chassidim usually say, "Hinei nirichei nemezumen lakayim mitzvos aseh l'shem yichud kudesho baricho shechintai," and that was a big controversy, and that is what we will be discussing today. So the Chai Odom has a fascinating klal samaches. The Chai Odom brought together from all the Shas and all the Shulchan Aruch the basic concepts in kiyum mitzvos, mitzvos aseh, klolei hazehirus b'mitzvos. And he brings together and discusses many different concepts. So these are magdim al mitzvahs. Mitzvah bolayat hu al tach mitzena. Oisig b'mitzvah potah min ha-mitzvah, mitzvah sichas kavona, and many other concepts like berov am hadras melech and hidu mitzvah. And the very last sif in Klal Samaches is shoyma mitzvah lo yeda davaro. And he gives a very startling or surprising interpretation. Basically, most other commentators say shoyma mitzvah, a person that observes the mitzvah lo yeda davaro, which means like the Gemara says in Soite Chof Aleph, Torah and mitzvahs, agune magne, umetzule matzli. When you perform mitzvahs, they give you shmira. But the Chayonim has a different interpretation. And he says, shoyme mitzvahs maloshen va'ovav shomer as a davar. If you look forward to mitzvahs, if you cherish your mitzvahs, and you prepare, you invest in the preparation to the performance of mitzvahs, that is what the Pusik says, lo yede davaro. And he gives another big chiddush, and he says, why do we find dafka by the mitzvahs of Chag HaPesach, v'shamartem es ha-matzos? And Rashi brings the mechilta, al tikra matzos el ha-mitzvahs, v'shamartem es ha-mitzvahs, mitzvah bo liyot v'al tach mitzana. Because Pesach is mechal b'chipozon, and if we need to eat korban Pesach b'chipozon, we might not invest enough in the achana to the mitzvah. And that is why the Torah says, Dafkin, the mitzvahs of Pesach, Ushamartim es ha-matzos. Once again, your interpretation of Chayodim is Ushamartim, Maloshen, Ovev Shomasadorim. And that is why the minig is to say before every mitzvah, Hineni, Michonim, Zomen, Lakayim, Mitzvahs, say. So, it's a chiddush that the Chayodim, who was a Mechutna of the Gro, a tremendous admirer of the Gro, he wasn't a Talmud of the Goan, but he was a Mechutna and a great admirer, and he says, that is the reason we say, Hineni Mechunam Ezaman. And then he writes that I could testify from my personal life, whenever I'm Mekayim a mitzvah without proper preparation, I am not Mekayim the mitzvah kera'ui. So he emphasizes how important it is, Achona ledvar mitzvah. So, the Noida B'Yehuda, going back more than 200 years, Madura kami yoredei asim in tzadik gimel. Somebody asked the Noida B'Yehuda, what is the pshat in the tefillah that we say, L'shem yichud kudish u'barich yishchinte liyachad shem yud kei bevavkei? Could he explain what this means? And the Noida B'Yehuda has quite an angry tshuva. And he writes, instead of asking me to tell you pshat in L'shem yichud, why don't you ask me whether it is appropriate at all to say it? And I think it's an awful mistake. That's what the Noida B'Yehuda writes. And he says, previous generations knew the Yiddishkeit is about the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the Shulchan Aruch and Dikduk Adin and Kiyum HaMitzvos v'Purtei v'Dikdukein, and they were far better than we are. And we live in a generation in which Kol Echod Oimer Unoichi Haroya Veli Niftahu Shara Shemayim. Everybody is a Mekubel and everybody sees what's happening in the heavens. V'Koyra Ani Aleihem Yishorem Darki Hashem Tzedikim Yelchubam V'Chasidim Yekashru. So the Noida B'Yehuda paraphrases this pasuk. Instead of Rashoam Mekosh Lubam, he writes, Yeshorim Darak Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchibam, V'chasidim Yekosh Lubam. And I heard from my great Rebbe, from the Kloisim Magad Rebbe, many times, that an article of the Noida B'Yehuda, when they reprinted the monumental work, the Noida B'Yehuda, and an article came to the Divrei Chaim, to the Tzanzarov, and he said, maybe time has come after 150 years to fix, you know, the lesson of the posik, and maybe we should write tzadikim yelchubam v'rishom yekoshlubam, like it's in Tanakh. And the Divrei Chaim scorned him, and he said, you're a zaydim, turn the rishom into chasidim, and you want to make chasidim into rishom? He says, no way. Leave it as it is. Leave l'shoim kotshoy of the Noida B'Yehuda. So that's the Noida B'Yehuda. And one of the great Chassidish masters, Chassidish Rabbeim, Ben Doiroi Shel HaNoida B'Yehuda, a contemporary of the Noida B'Yehuda, was the Be'eim Hayim Chaim. And the Be'eim Hayim Chaim wrote three unbelievable svarim. One is Be'eim Hayim Chaim al HaTorah, and the other is Sidurei Shel Shabbos, and Kedushas HaShabbos, and Avodas HaShabbos, and Sefer number three is Shara Tefillah, and Avodas HaTefillah. And in the Sefer Shara Tefillah, at the beginning of the Sefer, he printed a lengthy tshuva, which rejects the arguments of the Noida B'Yehuda and he substantiates the meaning of saying L'shem Yehud. So, first, a very brief historical overview about L'shem Yehud, because many people think that the Hasidim were the ones that formulated this Nusach, and they were the ones that suggested that we should say L'shem Yehud. And this was one of the focal points in the machlokes between Hasidim and Misnagdim. Veloi. Historically, that is not right. The early sources of L'shem Yehud, first of all, are in Kisvei Ha'ari, and that is in Shar Ruach HaKodesh Perek Yud, in Shar HaKavonos of Darya Kodesh. Number two, Reishis Chochma, who was a ben doiroi almost of Dari, Rabbi Lior Dividash in Reishis Chochma Shar or Ahava. And number three is the Shlo Mesachet Yuma. And in these three sources, we find that Chassidim Yan Shemaisa, before performing a mitzvah, should say Hidden Imichel Emezumen and Meshem Yichud. It is based on the Zoya in Parshas Tazria. So the Zohar does not give us the formula of L'shem Yichud, but what do we find in Zohar? The Zohar says that Bezalel and the Jews of the generation of Akomas HaMishkan, everything they did, they said, they verbalized, Hotziu b'fiem, hineni boine l'shem shumayim l'shem kedushas Hashem l'shem beis hamikdash. And the Zohar says when a person builds a house, and he's speaking about every house, you buy a house, you buy an apartment, one should say with his mouth, he should verbalize, I am building this house, la'avodas Hashem. And everything that one does, all the ma'asim tovim he does, he should say and verbalize, not only think in his heart, that he's doing it l'shem Shemayim. So that is all we find in Zohar, but based on the Zohar, Gedoyla Mekabulam, going back 500 years, were the first that suggested l'shem Yehud. And those that rejected L'shem Yehud also were more than 100 years before the Baal Shem Tov. Chuvas Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor is a monumental sefer. I'm a tremendous admirer of the Chavis Yor. It's the Gedolei Poskim, slightly younger than the Mogen of Rome. It goes back almost 400 years. And the Chavis Yor is a Mereish Yud. Has a very, very interesting tshuva about Limud HaKabbalah. And he writes that somebody asked him to be mefarish, to explain, the same question that was posed to the Noidi B'Yuda. Somebody asked him to explain, what does it mean? Liyachad Shmei Dikudush Obrichi V'Shchinte Liyachad Shem Yudkei B'Vovkei. And the Chavis Yor writes, I didn't give him an answer. And he was angry, why am I not responding? And the Chavis Yor says, how could I explain what I don't understand myself? I have no idea what we're saying. I have no idea what it means. So I can't explain to others what I myself don't understand. And the Chavis Yor rejects this meaning. Chork Yankiv is the Shvus Yankiv. Ben Doiro Shel Chavis Yor, more than 100 years before the Baal Shem Tov. Chork Yankiv in Hilchas Sfira Sawayma, Sementov Peites Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim. It's interesting, because in all the Sidurim, even the Ashkenaz Sidurim, by Sfira Sawayma, they all become Chassidim. Interesting. And I think even the Ashkenaz Sidurim, by Sviras Oyme, they have Hinni Nimchen and Mezum and Lakaim and Rabboinu Shaloylam, Letakan Masha Bekam Tiba Sviro, and they have all the Sheva Sviras. And the Chok Yankiv writes that recently I have seen new Sidurim, and they have all kinds of strange Sviras that we never heard of before. And the Chok Yankiv and the Chavis Yor reject the Minig of L'Shem Yichud and all those special Sviras. So this was a matter of dispute going back more than 100 years before the Baal Shem Tov. So why is it commonly thought to be a machloikis between Chassidim and Misnagdim? Because we do see from the tshuva of the Noida B'Yudim that Chassidim, as in many other areas, there were always mikabolim. But until the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim came along, it was bitzina, and it was on an individual basis. There were those yechidim that dedicated days and nights and their lives to learn Torah Sakabola, and they davened benusach ha'ari, but there were all, it was always bitzina in a very discreet and private way. But chassidim, en mas, accepted nusach ha'ari, nusach sfarid, and they based their minhogim, in a very high profile Al Torah Kabbalah. And that is why the Noyde Biyuda was disturbed in his days about L'Shem Yehud. Not that it was a new tefillah. The Noyde Biyuda even deals in that same tshuva with the question, how do we say L'Yachad Shem Yud Kei Bevav Kei? Do we pronounce the hey, or we say Yud Kei? And the Noyde Biyuda writes, I remember as a youngster, those people that say said L'Shem Yehud did pronounce the hey, and they say Yud Hey and Vav Hey. So obviously, the Noyde Biyuda, as a young boy, I don't know how old he was, he learned that the brother Klois, and the brother Klois were misnagdim. And he did hear, he testifies as a youngster, the people that said L'Shem Yichud, how they pronounce the shame. So this goes back, way back. A Talmud of the Noyde Biyuda was Reb Loza Fleckels. He actually was a Talmud of the Tumim, but he was a chover in the basin of the Noyde Biyuda. And many places in his Shuvis he writes, Moiri Varavi, Rabbeinu Agodol. So even though the Noyde Biyuda was far younger than the Rabbi Yonis and Ibishis, he also saw himself as a Talmud of the Noyde Biyuda. And there are two very interesting Shuvis in his Sefer. Tshuva Mi'ahava, Shalas Shuvis, Simen Aleph, Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph. He writes, I was present, first day of Sukkot, when many people stood in line to say the brocha on the esrog of the Rav, on the Noyde Biyuda's esrog. I thought it's a minig only by Rebbes. And in my shul, many people come to take my esrog. I thought I'm a Rebbe. But Tshuva Mi'ahava writes that the same was with the Noyde Biyuda. Obviously he wasn't a Rebbe because he was a misnagid. So people approached and stood in line to take the esrog of the Noyde Biyuda, and then one person stood there and he started saying L'Shem Yichud, and the Noyde Biyuda threw him out, and he said, somebody that says L'Shem Yichud will not say a broch on my esrog, and he didn't give him his esrog. That is a story that Rosa Fleckels testifies to in Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph in Shalas Yitzchubas Tshuva Mi'ahava. And in Siman Tzadik, once again, he deals with the question of L'Shem Yichud, and that is a very interesting tshuva. It is interesting on many counts. He writes, Ze kuf nun shonim shenag uloim l'shem yichud, 150 years, and he was a contemporary of the Noyde Biyuda. So once again, that goes back 100 years before the Baal Shem Tov, and he says Ze kuf nun shonim shenag uloim l'shem yichud. My Rebbe, the Noyde Biyuda, was against it, but he wasn't the moicha b'rabbi. So he was aware that many people in the community do say it. He was against it, but he was never moicha b'rabim, which is a Torah Chaim. Which is a Torah Chaim. You may have your own opinions, but not always do you have to come out against things. So that is the second tshuva that the Tshuva Mi'ahava writes about the minig of L'Shem Yichud. So historically, it's not about Chassidim and Misnagdim, but it came up again in the time of the Noyde Biyuda when Chassidim, in a very high profile way, in a very public way, all of them, en masse, used to say L'Shem Yichud. So I'm a Talmud of the Klois in Beger Rebbe, who was actually the greatest mamshech of the Divrei Chaim. He was an enikel of the sons of Rav. And the Klois in Beger Rebbe, he also writes it in his Tshuvis. Tshuvis Divrei Yatzav, Chelek Aleph, Orach Chaim Siman Samech Hei. He writes, I heard from my father, Rudnika Rav, who was an enikel, a direct enikel of the Divrei Chaim. And I heard from my father that the Divrei Chaim said, Reb Chaskele was right. Reb Chaskele is geven gerech. And he means the Noyde Biyuda. And the Divrei Chaim was against L'Shem Yichud. And in Sons, they did not say L'Shem Yichud only once a year. B'leil HaSeidah. And I don't know why. And the Klois in Beger Rebbe doesn't explain why the Seidah night would be different. But it's a very interesting. What? He doesn't say. But obviously, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matzah, and Morah, I guess. But what is interesting to note is that a Mishnah Brura, only once, does he write, Yesh, Noyagem, Loimer, Hinen, Nimukhur, Mizumin, and that is Tufayin Gimel in Sifkot Nalef, the beginning of Tufayin Gimel, Beleila Sera. He doesn't mention it by Tzitzis, he doesn't mention it by Tefillin, he doesn't mention it before Borach Shomar, and in all the Sidurim we have, the Mishnah Brura doesn't bring it anywhere, only in Tofah and Gimel Beleila Seder. And it coincides with what the Klois of Mogilevi said in the name of the Divrei Chaim. In Sanz, they said it only Beleila Seder. Well, regarding the Mishnah Brura, I must say, my basic feeling was, in Litta, nobody said it. And in the Ashkenaz Sidurim, it didn't appear. But in the Haggadahs, the Mishnah Brura saw it. So Beleila Seder, he writes, Yesh Noya Gimloimo, because he saw it in the Haggadahs. He didn't see it in the Sidurim. So I don't think the Mishnah Brura has a special kavona why Dafka Beleila Seder. He neither recommends it, Beleila Seder. He writes, Yesh Noyagim. So I think the Mishnah Brura saw it in the Haggadahs. He didn't see it in the Sidurim, because in the Litta it wasn't in the Sidurim. Anyway.
Is that one issue in the Yimbukhar Zulah?
That's a very good question. Definitely two different issues. Because the Chayodom doesn't mention Lashem Yichud. All he says is, and that is part of the preparation to the mitzvah. The Noida Biyuda, in that very same tshuva, in which he adamantly and angrily rejects Lashem Yichud, he writes, any mitzvah that has a brocha, there is no need to say anything. Because the bracha is the akona to the mitzvah. But those mitzvahs in which we do not have a bracha, ani noyeg loimer hineni yoyse dova ze l'shei mitzvah. So the Noida Biyuda rejects l'shei yichud, and he does accept and recommend, and it was his own minig to say hineni michan umezuman. So they're not the same. So after this brief overview, historical overview, let's deal a bit with the lamdas. What is the question? So the Noida Biyuda has two tshuvas. Oyre Chaim, Chelik Beisim and Kuf Zayin is very short. But the more substantial one is also very short, and that is Yoredei Medura Kamesim and Tzadik Gimel. So the one that turned to the Noida Biyuda with the Shaila made two arguments. By get, we find that one needs to write a get lishma. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Ebenezer Kuf Lamed Aleph that the sofer needs to say and verbalize, ani koisev get ze lishma. So the same would be regarding kiyum mitzvahs. I don't know why the Shoyal had to go all the way to Ebenezer Kuf Lamed Aleph. And why not Hilchas Tzitzis, first Sifin Siman Yud Aleph? The Mechaba says Tzorach Shiyoyma, and twice in Elchus Tefillin, Sim Malamed Bey Sif Ches regarding Ibud Aklaf, Sif Yutes regarding Ksivis HaTefillin, and Ksivis HaAskoris, and Yuredeya, Reish Ayin Aleph and Reish Ayin Dalet, Ibud Aklaf and Ksivis Sefer Torah. So, Ebenezer is the last source, DNA get, we have the same in three different sources in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, two sources in Yoredeyim. So the Noida Biyuda rejects that argument, and he says, to the contrary, in Zvocham Dav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, regarding Kochim Stoma Lashma. So why regarding a get we don't say Stoma Lashma? Why does the Sofer need to have clear Kavona that he writes Lashma? Stam Ish Olav L'Geru Shonoy Medes, Stam Kor Moimed, Lakrova, Chatas L'Shem Chatas, Oyla L'Shem Oyla, Shlomim L'Shem Shlomim. So the Noida Biyuda writes, Mitzvah Shalanu, Kodshim Heim, V'Stomim L'Shman. So you don't need to say anything. And that is an argument which the Beim Ayim Chaim pounced upon and totally rejected. And L'Choyri is right. How could you say Mitzvah Stomim L'Shman? V'Aloch is Mitzvah Sichas Kavon. By Kodshim, you do not need a Kavona. There is only Psul Machshova, if you add an improper Kavona, but Stoma Lashman. But we don't say by Mitzvah Stoma Lashman. Sometimes you respond to an argument that another party makes, and you come to regret it. Because the truth is, it has no Kesha whatsoever. But the Noida Biyuda wanted to be Doiche from that very same source. But there was no need. So, in three different areas, we find in the Rishonim major discussions When we have a gather of kavana, does kavana mean machsheves alev, or do you need to verbalize? Does kavana mean dibul, or daib machsheves alev? Pigul and other machsheves psul bekotsh. So Tosfos Bava Metzia Mem Gimel Omid Beis Psochim Dalad Omid Beis Lo Psochim, not Psochim Psochim Samach Gimel Zvochim Dalad Omid Beis. Tosfos various sources of Shas brings in the name of Dari. There is no pigle, only befe, not belev. Rashi Kiddushin Mem Beis Omid Beis makes it clear pigle is either befe or bemachshev esalev. So this is a machlokes that Rishonim and the Mishnah Melech deals with it at great length. One source. Source number two. Lishma. Whenever we need Lishma. And I mentioned many sources. Tzitzis, Semen Yud Aleph, Tefillin, Semen Lamed Bey, Sefer Torah, Yoredei, Reish Ayin Aleph, Reish Ayin Aleph. In all these various sources, the Bishayser brings machlokes Rishonim. Lishma is Machshev HaSalev sufficient, or you need to verbalize and say that you do English Ma. That's number two. Where is number three? It's not Halacha L'maisa, and it takes us to Choshe Mishpat. So we dealt with Or HaChaim, we dealt with Yeredei, we dealt with Ebenezer. How does it come into Choshe Mishpat? The din of Shlichus Yad. A Shomer that bears responsibility to look after a Pekodim. There's a concept of Shlichus Yad. If he did not fulfill his duty, and he partook of the pekodim tachas yodai, then he bears responsibility. Dinoi kiganev. And Beis Shammai says even hachoyshev l'shloyach yad bepekodim eschayev. And there's a machlokes in Rishonim. Hachoyshev does not mean a person is meschayev b'machshev esalev, or only if he said that. So in these three areas, we find that sometimes machshava necessitates dibur. And the question is, by mitzvahs. Mitzvah sichas kavona. Is there a need for dibur? To me, milsa de pshita. No. How do I know? Because nobody says that. From the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches, and many different sources in Shas, none of the Rishonim. The only major achlan that says mitzvah sichas kavona, maybe we need dibur, is the minchas chinuch, saf mitzvah yud. And to me, teime gedoyl ala minchas chinuch. Poshet shebe mitzvah sichas kavona, there's no need for dibur. How do I know? By the mere fact that nobody says it. Well, by shlichas yad it's a machloikas in Rishonim. By lishmo it's a machloikas in Rishonim. By pigel it's a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. Nobody says mitzvah sichas kavona that you need dibur. Why would there be a difference? Two different ways to explain. There's a different concept in Shas. Dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. So dvorim shebelev einam dvorim refers only to halachas that are not between a person and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but between one and others. By kinyonim, by kedushin, by gerushin, it's not only between you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is between you and him and you and her, and this is a din which affects others. It's not personal, only between you and Hashem. That is what we say, Devorim Shebelev Einam Devorim. Because what you think in your heart cannot dictate halachas that are relevant to others as well. And that is a very fundamental understanding. So, Shlichus Yad is between the Shoima and the Mafkid. So, he cannot be chayev on machshev esalev. Pigul affects not only the koyim that passes the korum, it affects the bailim. It affects other kahanim that are part of the avoida. And if it's a korum posel, that has different halachas than a korum kosher. Yetzel beis asreif, there is no haktor seimer. So it affects others. Lishmo affects others. Whether the tzitzis are kosher tzitzis, whether the tefillin are kosher tefillin, whether the sefer Torah is kosher, so it affects others. So, by these halachas, yesh oimrim that you need dibur. Whether a person performs a mitzvah, whether he's yoytzer or not, is between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, nowhere do we find by Mitzvah Sichas Kavona that there is a need for a dibur. That's number one. Number two, Lishma is a gather of Yichud. Psul Kachim is Bitula Yichud. That necessitates dibur. Mitzvah Sichas Kavona is a chelik of Avodas Elokim. And that does not necessitate dibur. To me, it's a pashtus. So what does the Noida Yehuda mean when he says, Mitzvah Shalanu Kikad Shemeim V'Stam Elishma? Why does he stress Mitzvah Shalanu? So to me it is very clear. The question of L'Shem Yichud is a very simple and a very fundamental one. We know and we believe, and we learn that primarily from the Mekabonim, that every mitzvah affects Olamis. So basically, mitzvahs are for us. This is what you need to do. Bedinu shiyitl sechori. But the Mekabolim taught us that mitzvahs affect olamis. We don't even know what olamis and yonim are. We don't know what they mean when they say atzilas and bria and yitzia and anasia. We don't know what the esesvias are, but we know the mitzvahs. And we know that our mitzvahs, yes, change. They make a difference. They make a difference on our neshamas. They make a difference in Olam HaSilyonim. So the question is, all the kavonis and all the tikkunim and all the yehudim, does a person have to have them in mind, or it's all automatic? And as soon as a person is mekayim in mitzvah l'shem shomayim, לא על מנת להתגדל ולא על מנת לקנטר ולא על מנת להתייהר. But his makayim mitzvah l'shem shemayim, that is all is required from his side. And all the rest happens on its own. That is the argument of the Noida B'Yuda. There is no need for dibur. There's no even any need for kavana. All you need to do is be makayim mitzvah l'shem shemayim, ma'av esoel. And all the rest is not up to you. All the rest will just fall into place. That is the argument of the Noida B'Yehuda. And that is what the Noida B'Yehuda means. Mitzvah Shalanu. When we are mekayim a mitzvah lishma, kikad shemein v'stoma lishma. All the rest will happen without your input. So that is the way I understand the Noida B'Yehuda. And then the Shoyal had another argument, which is even more outrageous than the first, I must say. And I don't know why the Noida B'Yehuda took it seriously. So argument number two was, by Nedarim and Shavuos, there is a need for Bitui Sfusayim. So we see that Machshava means nothing, only Bitui Sfusayim. So if I would be the Noida B'Yehuda, I would say, well, what are you talking about? Ma Inyan Zetzel said, that is the din of Neder and Shavuos. The Torah says Bitui Sfusayim. Does that mean that Machshav Eselev is nil, is void? Of course Machshav Eselev is important. Truma is Chal B'Machshava. There is no need for Dibur. And what about all the mitzvahs that are B'Machshava? Avas O'Kel and Yiras O'Kel and Amunas Yichud. And what do you want to prove from Nadar and Shavuot? But the Noida B'Yehuda, I don't know, answers L'Shitose. And he says, yes. So the fact that we need Bitui Sfusayim Benadorim and Shavuot proves that Machshava into itself is not enough without a dibur. But Maisa should be enough without dibur. Why do we need a dibur when there's a Maisa? That is the second argument of the Noida B'Yehuda. So anyway, the Noida B'Yehuda goes into Lamdas. And he rejects the minig of L'Shem Yichud. And the Be'er Ma'im Chaim is Miyashur. And as I made it clear, this is very, very early. So, I wrote a letter a few years ago. Somebody asked me whether I say L'Shem Yichud, what's my minag. And why did he ask me? Because in Agoda Shel Pesach Minchas Osher, we find L'Shem Yichud. So I could make my life easy and say, well, even the Mishnah Berurah brings L'Shem Yichud B'Leila Seder. Agoda Shel Pesach is about Leila Seder. But I do say L'Shem Yichud, and why? Why is that? Because to me it is clear. First of all, I quoted the early Mekabolim. What is not well known in the Litvish world is that I think the Gaon and his great Talmidim did say L'shem Yichud, even though it's not in Ma'aser Rav. There's a very substantial letter in Igros Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes, even the Talmid HaGaon were not Boki in his Minhagim, because they saw him once or twice a year. The Gro lived in seclusion. He wasn't a Rosh Hashiva, he wasn't a Toifis Yeshiva, he was a Mizboidei. And the Chazon Ish writes, even the Talmidim of the Gaon weren't Boki in his Minhagim, because they saw him rarely, maybe once or twice a year. So, obviously the Gaon didn't say out loud L'shem Yichud, because if he would, it would be in Ma'aser Rav. Ma'aser Rav is a very, very reliable source for Minhag HaGro. So in Ma'aser Rav we find not this and not that. But in Aderes Eliyahu, in Devarim, Parsha Aleph Posuk Vav, the Gaon explains the Kavana in L'shem Yichud Kodesh Ubericho, the Yachad Shem Yudkei Bevavkei. He explains it. And in Ori Yahel, which is Talmidei HaGro, he writes that one should say Hineni Mechanei Mezuman. We explained before, Hineni Mechanei Mezuman is different than Hashem Yichud. That is also accepted by the Noidi Bud and the Chayyoda. Reb Chaim Velazhiner has his Shitta about Torah L'Shema. And that is a matter of discussion between Hasidim and Mismagdim. Once again, so the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, quoting his name, Torah L'Shema means Torah L'Shem Shemayim, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Chaim V'Loshan asked, why don't we say Torah L'Shema? We never refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Loshan HaKev. So why do we say Torah L'Shema, not Torah L'Shema Agadol? So according to the Baal Shem Tov, it's Torah L'Shem Shechina. Torah L'Shem Ashoros HaShechina, that's why it's L'Shem HaKev. So Reb Chaim twice, Nefesh HaChaim Shara Daled, Ruach Chaim, very beginning of Perek Vav, Masechet Avos, and the Mishnah Kol Oisek Torah L'Shema, Zoich HaDvarim HaRava. And Reb Chaim V'Loshan and these two sources explains what is Torah L'Shema. And he says, Torah L'Shem Torah. And then he goes on and he writes in Ruach Chaim, of course, before a person starts learning, he should be Maharar B'Yiras Hashem, because it needs to be your osoi kodemes lechochmosoi. So before you start learning, you should be maharal in dveikis and in yeres Hashem. But once you start learning, it's Torah L'Shem Torah. And there's no need to interrupt your learning to be maharal b'chassidus or b'dveikis or b'av or b'yiro. That all is before learning. And if you had the proper approach and proper machshavas before learning, that whenever you learn is L'Shem Yichud Kodesh or Baricho is Shchintay. So this expression that Reb Chaim V'Loshan does indicate, he doesn't say one should say it, but he does say if you had the proper preparation and you were Maharar Ba'ava Ubiyira before learning, then Memele whatever you learn is L'Shem Yichud Kodesh or Baricho. So to me it is clear that Reb Chaim V'Loshan, Gedol Talmidei HaGro, had nothing against L'Shem Yichud, as we also find in Aderes Eliyahu. The Nachlas David was one of the greatest Talmidim of Reb Chaim V'Loshan, and his Sefer on Bava Basra is very well known, Nachlas David. But there are drushes Nachlas David, Chelik Beis Drush Aleph, and he explains at great length what is the Kavona Liyachad Shem Yudkei Bevavkei, explaining what is Yudkei and what means Vavkei. And that is one of the great Talmidim of Reb Chaim V'Loshan. So, the Gaon, the Talmidim, definitely weren't part of the Hasidic movement. Yeah, that is, that you all know. You know, the Gro is signed on a Cherem against Hasidim. And nevertheless, as I just proved from the Gaon, from Reb Chaim V'Loshan, and from the Nachlas David, that L'Shem Yichud was part of their Avodah Sukkah. So I think the key is in Sulam Beis El, which is the introduction of Rabbi Yankov Emden to his very famous and renowned Siddur. Siddur, Emden, Siddur, Beis Yankov. And Rabbi Yankov Emden writes that his father, the great Chacham Tzvi, rejected saying L'Shem Yichud. He was against it. And that is one of the ridiculous things that the publishers of the Emden Siddur did. They published the Emden Siddur, and they put in all the L'shem Yichuds, and they weren't aware that the Bianca of Emden in his Agdome is against L'shem Yichud. So how could you publish the Emden Siddur and put in all the L'shem Yichuds? Which is totally ridiculous. This is supposed to be the Bianca of Emden Siddur. So how do you put in stuff which in his Agdome he writes, I do not say, my great father did not say. So the Yankov Emden David Nusach Ashkenaz, and the Emden Siddur is Nusach Sfarad. So the Pirushim are the Yankov Emden, but the Nusach has nothing to do with the Yankov Emden, and nothing proves that more strongly than the fact L'shem Yichud. I do see here the new edition of the Yankov Emden, and we need to check in this one whether they took out the L'shem Yichud, as they should have. If they didn't, once again it's a mistake. So anyway, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that my great father didn't say L'shem Yichud. Why? Because L'shem Yichud is Soydis Nizgovim and is Kodesh Kodeshim and the Kavon is Gvoyis V'rom V'niso. And it's not Ra'ui that Hedyotis, that don't even understand what they're saying, should say it. That is different than the Noidib Yehuda. The Noidib Yehuda says there's no need and it makes no sense. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, that was made for the great Mekubalim that understood what they're saying. It's not for the Hamoin Am, and that's why my father didn't say. So that's different. So in my opinion, the only reason the Noidib Yehuda was against L'shem Yichud is the spirit of the times. It was not that many years after the tragedy of Shabsei Tzvi and Yaakov Frank. And the early Misnagdim were really afraid. And maybe their fright was justified at the time of a new movement with miracle workers, with Kabbalim, and many of the Rebbes were not the very well-known Gedoli Yisrael. And Gedoli Yisrael rejected the fact that Kabbalah once again comes to the forefront instead of halacha, instead of dikdik hadin, instead of asmodus ha-Torah, a new movement based on Kabbalah, and that is why the Noidib Yehuda is so adamantly against it. Times have changed. So when somebody printed a sefer about 10 years ago, and he wrote at great length about the cheirim against the Hasidim, many Hasidim were angry. I was just amused. Not even angry, because I thought trying to revive the Chedim against Hasidim today is ridiculous, hilarious. It isn't even aggravating, it's just sheer stupidity. 300 years transpired, and the Baal Shem Tov wasn't Shabsei Tzvi. And Hasidim are around, Mekachim Shem Shemayim, as great as anyone else. And Hasidus historically was the only bastion against Haskalah and against all other movements. When Yiddishkeit was almost totally annihilated in Litta and in Germany and in Hungary, the only true bastion against Haskalah were the Hasidim in Poland and in Western Galicia. And those were the huge kehillas in which the Haskalah didn't find inroads. So, after 300 years, yes, I mean, obviously, this movement proved itself more than any other movement in Jewish history, since the Mishnah, since the Nevi'im. So, in our day and age, there is no reason to reject saying L'shem Yichud. And even if we don't really know exactly what it means, we do have explanations. The Nachlas Dovid explains, Dvorim Misyashvim al Aleiv, Chazal say Yud Kei and Vav Kei is Olam Abo and Olam Hazeh. And in our mitzvahs, we combine Bruchnis and Gashmis, Olam Abo and Olam Hazeh, the Guf and the Neshama, and that is Yud Kei and Vav Kei. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has his own explanation. But even if you don't understand what you're saying, there's nothing wrong in saying this tefillah. And what the Noida Biyuda was afraid of 250 years ago is no longer relevant today. And I think today the Noida Biyuda and Abiyanka Vem, then nobody would have anything against saying L'shem Yichud. So that is the minhag of our Ovis, and I do say it.
About the Hefsik, they don't speak. The Hefsik between the Brucha and the Master Mitzvah.
No, you definitely should say L'shem Yichud before saying the Brucha. Definitely not between the Brucha and the Mitzvah. Of course not.
Say the Tilsa Doyen, and then L'shem Yichud for Achilles Master. So there's a Hefsik between the Tilsa Doyen and.
No, it definitely would be no Hefsik between the Tilsa Doyen and the Suda. Soilich Suda. There's no hefsek. But you don't say it after Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaNa'anan. You always say it before Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNa'anan. So this is a very interesting discussion, and we also had a historical view. And what I say is the Chido. And the Chido and Sefer Simchas HaRegel brings the Noida Biyuda. And first, he writes a very interesting line. And he writes, "V'mechila mekoy terosa shel Noida Biyuda," and the Chido is almost a contemporary of the Noida Biyuda. And he writes that the Noida Biyuda goes against Reb Shimon bar Yochai and Ariya Kodesh and Eliyahu Hanavi. I don't know why. What does Eliyahu Hanavi have to do with it? I don't know. But the Chido writes that the Noida Biyuda goes against Rashbi. Why? All we find in Zohar is that a person should say Hineni Oisa. L'shem mitzvah, and the Noida Biyuda says the same. So why is the Noida Biyuda against Rashbi? I don't know. Against Dari? Yes. Because it's against L'shem Yichud, which has a source in Shavuach HaKodesh. Why it's against Eliyahu HaNavi? I have no idea. Unless Eliyahu HaNavi told the Chido that he's angry at the Noida Biyuda. I don't know. So I don't know why the Chido writes it's against Eliyahu HaNavi. And then the Chido writes that I think the Noida Biyuda would agree that people that are steeped in Kabbalah should say L'shem Yichud. So the Chido, what Rabbi Yankel Emden quotes in the name of his father, the Chido argues, even the Noida Biyuda would agree to that. And therefore, in our day and age, I don't think anybody would reject. You know, we say things we don't understand, but we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shiyeh Choshev Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu Kivanti Kol HaKavona Shekivnu Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, and our intention is L'yachad, Shmoy shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu Be'olamoy, and L'yachad Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's nothing wrong saying it in our day and age. Kach Mera Boro Olam Yisdai. So today we discussed an interesting topic, which, as I explained, has some connection with the first pasuk in the weekly parsha. Vayu Ekev Tishmon, Mitzvah She'odom Dosh Be'akeva, the routine. We need to be Mekadosh our routine, because ultimately, what makes you an Oyved HaLakim, and what brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not Kol Nidre, it's not your matzah and your moror, it's not the mitzvahs that we're Mekayim once a year. Everybody could rise to the challenge. It is what you do with your Seder Hayyam. How close is your routine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that is the importance of the mitzvahs She'odom Dash Va'akevo, Ushamartem Va'asisa Moisa Maloshein, Ovev Shomer Sadoro. So I want to share with you a thought which I recently thought about, and I was very moved, and I think Efshar, that it's an emes. So one of the mitzvahs we have in this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Birchas Amozoin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to bring us into the land of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the promised land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to our forefathers. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you will be zoichot, the Eretz chitav v'sorav v'gefen v'teinu v'rimam, Eretz zeis, shem and dvash. And the Torah speaks about shivcho sh'reis yisor, v'yochalta v'savoto v'rachto v'shem alakech v'ra v'ra v'sotayvu asher nosan lach. So in Brochus Chof HaMidbeis, the Gemara says, Shalu malachei ha-shoros ha-kodesh bohu. Ato omarto, asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoichad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not no yisaponim. V'ato no yisaponim li-yisrael sh'neim ha-yisro ha-shem ponim v'lecho v'yosim l'cho shoich. So the angels asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you said in your Torah, Hukei la-godeh, asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoichad. But that contradicts Berchas Koyani, Yisro Hashem Pono Valecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, V'chi eich loy eso lehem ponem liyisrael, שאני אומרתי ואוכלתו וסברתו וברכתו שם לוקחו, והם מחמיר מן עצמם עד כזייס ועד כביצה. I said, there is no need to say ברכס המוזן, only if we eat כדי סביר. And they're מחמיר, even כזייס and even כביצה. So they're מחמיר, more than I demanded, and that is why אני נויסה להם פוני. So there are various interesting interpretations. The Gaon in Mishlei, on the Posek, Toiv ayin hu yavorech kinosa malach meledav. There's some soif et shuvas archaim kuf men. But all these pirushim are bederech drash. And I think my pshat is bederech pshat. And it's an unbelievable pshat. So why do Chazal say a Kodesh Baruch was nice upon him? Because after this chumrah, there are hundreds of mitzvahs derabbanan that go above and beyond the chiyuv d'oraisa. So why doesn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu mention any of them? Even Berchas HaMozon. Ani omarti v'chalto v'sevato v'varachto v'hem machmirim al atzmam dalet brochas, gimel brochas, dalet brochas. Min ha'toyru, we merely have to say one brocha. Ani omarti v'vadetu Hashem Elokecho. Min ha'toyru were yoitzu with one tefillah. And they daven three tefillahs a day, shachas, mincha, and maariv. I said, v'dibartu b'am kriya shema. According to most of the Shoinim, were yoitzu with posek rishon. And they say, gimel parashi yoitzu. There's so many examples. So many examples. All the derabbanans. So why does a Kodesh Baruch Hu emphasize dafka the chumra of Berchas HaMozon? So my feeling is this. The psukim we just read, v'chalto v'sevato, is not only a mitzvah, it's a promise. Kodesh Baruch Hu's promises. Ki Hashem Elokecho meviyachu al eretz toiv, eretz nachlei mayim, ayonis v'tohaymois, eretz chitu v'sa'ero, eretz asher lo b'meskenes toichu v'alechem, lo itechsa kol bo, v'yochalto v'sevato v'varachto. I promised my children that once you will come into the promised land, you will live a life of abundance, a life of plenty. And this is a land in which there will be no lack and no need. Loi sechsar kol ba. And sometimes they don't even have kedei sviya. Sometimes all I provide for them is ad kezayas v'ad kebeitz. And what do? They don't come to complain. They thank me, and they express their gratitude. So we are noig with HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefnei Meshur HaSadim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachim, Hem nos'im li ponim, eich ani lo isa lehem ponim. It's not a chumrah. There are so many chumras. All the Rabbonans are chumras. Chazal don't mean, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean, oh, they're machmer. There are hundreds of chumras. This is no different than the chumras in Dinei Tefillah, Dinei Kriya Shema, Berchas HaMozon, and Mea Brochas B'Kol Yom. That's not the point. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hem nosim li ponim. I promised them. Eretz zoves chola v'dvash, Eretz chito v'sa'eru, loy techsa kodo, v'ochalto v'sovoto, u'virachto, and you will come to Eretz Yisrael, and you will lack nothing. And many times they don't have kedei sviya, and they barely have a kezayas or a kebeitza, and they still come together and praise and give thanks and gratitude, and they say the same brochas that are required when you eat kedei sviya, and they say the same even if they have a kezayas. Hem nosim li ponim, midike meged mida, I have to be nice upon him. So that would be my understanding in the Gemara, in Brochas, Daf Chof, Omen, Beis. So that is what Avodas Hashem is all about. And that is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His love to us. So, yes, we don't complain. So we would have the right to say to Ribono Shel Olam, this is not what you promised us. You promised. We endured. We endured 400 years of Mitzrayim. We endured Gulus, waiting to come to Eretz Yisrael. This is not what you promised us. But we don't complain. We're happy with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And we sing the song of His praise and the song of gratitude. And that is how we're in Zoichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisu Hashem ponav alecha v'yosav lecha shol. So Yerosim, we should always be Zoichus to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever He gives us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give v'yachza v'yitan, and we should Zoichus b'korah b'yameinu. So this week we read the first parsha of Parsha Sanachoma of Shivad and Achemto. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yoymer Alokechem, Dabru Alevi Yerushalayim. So we should be Zoicha Le'esnachem B'Kiflayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach, Tzidkenu, Bemheiru, V'Yomeinu, Amen. The next year is Chodesh Elul.